USA News Update. The grand jury investigating alleged tampering with Georgia's 2020 election count says one or more witnesses it heard from lied. The pieces of the report released today do not identify those people. The report also said jurors found no widespread fraud in Georgia. Another sign inflation is still with us. January's producer price index increased more than expected, up by 0.7%. Experts were looking for a 0.4 rise. Nikki Haley is addressing her one-time pledge not to run for president if Donald Trump decided to run.
When I first said I wouldn't run against him, Afghanistan hadn't fallen. We didn't see the rise in inflation like we've seen. We didn't see what was happening in our schools the way it was. And we didn't see the results of the midterms that we just had.
Haley on NBC this morning. Ryan Seacrest says he is leaving. Live with Kelly and Ryan after 6 years. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.